The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
There's nothing good to watch. This is a lie, as proven by John Fardy, who is with us. John, presenter of Screen Time here on News Talk, as well as presenting some business show on the station. I think it's
producing
a program. Now, you have done a very good service to the nation, which is you have not only come up with suggestions for bank holiday watching for the family, but broken it by age group of kids, which of course is high risk. So let's start at ground level, 0 to 5. What are you recommending?
Boom! Wallace and Gromit, Curse of the Were-Rabbit. I absolutely love these movies. Nick Park, Aardman Studios, that kind of clay, stop motion, animation, whatever it's called. It's distinctive what it looks like. I remember before I had kids, going with my niece and nephew to see this in the cinema about 14 years ago, just enjoying it, going along as an uncle going, oh, this will be fine, and thinking this is absolutely delightful. And these movies I've chosen are ones for mums and dads who are, particularly with the weather, having to watch stuff this weekend that you're also going to enjoy.
This was arson.
Arson?
Aye, someone arsing around. That's right. One of you lot, a man.
This was no man. Does a man have teeth the size of axe blades? Or ears like terrible tombstones?
So that's your prime recommendation for the 0 to 5 age group and family with Wallace and Gromit, yes. The Curse of the Were-Rabbit. Are we going to talk about Bruno?
Boom, boom. He's done this before, folks. Encanto. The music of Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's absolutely delightful. They made a lot of the time that the lead character in it had glasses. And as a glasses wearer, I appreciate that. But they were attempting to get away from, dare I say it, the frozenness of things and the perfect nature. But this is a great story set in Latin America. It's absolutely delightful. And the music is delightful. Colourful. Delightful. Now, this is up to about the age of 5, though, I am warning, in my first selection. The 8-year-olds aren't going to get as much out of it.
Well, let's move to that category then, because between 5 and 8, there is one which is sort of era-defining, which I think you have as one of the prime suggestions. Unmissable once you hear a snip of it.
Woody, what are you doing?
Hold still, Buzz!
You did it! Next stop, Andy!
Wait a minute. I just lit a rocket. Rockets explode!
Does it still stand up after all these years?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, en route to that, I was going to mention Cloudy with Chance of Meatballs, but I didn't get a chance. But we are into now category 5 to 8. Toy Story definitely stands up. They are delightful stories about growing up, as well as the magic realism of toys coming to life. Funny, I heard Quentin Tarantino, just it came up on some feed of mine, saying that I love Toy Story 3. It was a complete movie. They really did not need to make a Toy Story 4. Now, I don't want to open the floodgates this morning, but I can kind of see the logic. That notwithstanding, all 4 movies are delightful, but there is an argument for it stopping at 3. I kind of think 2 was the best one and is in line for one of the best sequels of all time. But if you haven't, has anyone not seen Toy Story? If you haven't, they are delightful. These toys come to life. Tom Hanks as Woody is just, you know, he's the toy cowboy you wanted as a child, you know?
Did you hear the revelation that Graham Norton got out of him about the voice of Woody, that apparently for the toys, he phones it in?
Yeah, I know. But you know what? His life has been made, not miserable, but he says, you know, you guys think that I'm stopped in the airport and people want me to do Big or Saving Private Ryan. They just want me to be a toy cowboy wherever I go. And he's like, I was in Philadelphia, goddammit.
If you don't want to do Toy Story, other recommendations for the 5 to 8 group?
E.T. Controversial one, because it contains a lot of sadness, but it is absolutely important that a child of 7 would see this. I watched it with my then 7-year-old and they loved it, but they did cry at the end.
Well, the other one that's a crier at the end, you're recommending The Iron Giant.
Oh.
I think I was 20 and I was in a group of guys. I think we had come back from a pub and ended up with nothing to
Where's
watch.
Where's this going?
Watch The Iron Giant and ended up weeping. It is deeply, deeply upsetting.
It is, but it is absolutely delightful. You probably know this. It's based on a short story by Ted Hughes, and it's set in the 1950s about this boy who is befriended by a giant, and there's this whole Cold War vibe to it. I met the director once, and I said to him he owed me retainers for the DVD sales, because I have been ploughing the furrow of The Iron Giant for a long, long time. It's more an adult movie than a kid's movie in some ways. Some kids do love it.
Oh, but it's
not
fabulous.
All kids. It's absolutely fabulous. Delightful. It's beautiful. But it is heartbreaking because sad things happen to the giant, let's just say.
Although it does, it does leave you with enough of a happy ending yes. that you can get away with
yeah,
it
for yeah. there was resolution.
Okay, so Iron Giant, E.T., Toy Story, anybody else, anything else for the 5 to 8?
Gotta mention Frozen, you know, let it go, oh, Anton, God. Just let
oh, no,
it go.
No,
come on, come on,
no,
come
no,
on,
no.
come on.
No, that's like the top of the RT story. There is a point where we want to walk away from it, John.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Let's then head for the slightly older age group. This is 8 to 12, so yeah. end of primary, starting into secondary. We have a clip of one of your recommendations.
Dog.
We have your dog.
Whoa.
Wonder who he belongs to.
Sit, boy. Hey, look, he's trained. Shake. Uh-huh. Speak.
Hi there.
So that's, what was he?
Oh,
squirrel. another one with deep sadness,
oh.
albeit at the end of the first act.
Oh,
but oh my
deep
God,
sadness.
It's sad.
It's really, really sad. My wife says she doesn't want to show the kids that. I've smuggled it in. It is about a man who's lost his wife in just, it's told in such heartbreaking fashion. And then a boy befriends him and they travel the world with a house tied to balloons. It sounds ridiculous. It's one of the most beautiful animated movies ever made.
If we don't want to do animated, any live action that you'd recommend?
Yes. Now, this is, we're going to 12, so it's borderline, but Back to the Future, three of the most fully realized movies ever made. It is strange in places, but I think it gets by for a 12-year-old about, you know, a guy going back to the past and time travel in a cool DeLorean. My 12-year-old loves it.
How do we do in terms of themes? Because the Libyans are quite threatening, if I recall, at
yeah,
the start.
Yeah, it hasn't aged well in that regard. And there are things about, you know, he meets his mother and it gets slightly complicated back in the 1950s. Another one, before we run out of time, a bold choice, but the first Star Wars movie. Because there's no, New Hope, there's nothing in that that's really troubling or where your child is going to ask any questions. There's violence.
Star Wars is awful, John.
What?
It's awful. It's long.
Can we play a song? Sorry, I hadn't read the contract. Sorry, Star Wars. Going to see The Empire Strikes Back when I was 5 is one of the defining things in my life.
Well,
so
I'm sorry
to have
taken such a negative lens on it.
Yeah.
But, oh, God. You
really?
Couldn't, oh, no. Like, it was bad at the time. But now, 50 years on, you want to torture people through it again?
Can we give out the WhatsApp number so the abuse can start? I can give a postal address as well. It's Marconi House.
Okay, in case, well, okay, 53106 if I'm wrong on Star Wars, or 087-1400-106. Other recommendations then for that age
yeah,
group?
Yeah, in that age group, Mrs. Doubtfire. Now, again, there are difficult themes about parents breaking up and all, but I find 12-year-olds kind of want this stuff. Robin Williams, was he ever better playing his children's housekeeper as well as being their father? It's absolutely delightful. You laugh, you cry a bit and as well. Lord of the Rings, again, now maybe you're one of these haters on Lord of the Rings, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I hated the book.
You hated the book.
I hated
book.
The book. I hate hobbits viscerally.
You
I hate the entire
book.
Hobbit community.
You hated the book. Next you'll be telling me the Beatles are overrated.
John, well, John Party. So was a Stones fan. 6 p.m. News Talk on Saturdays. Thank you so much. Back
Thank
with the news
you.
After this break.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.